Welcome to this meeting of the Mayor and Denver City Council. At this weekly session, city agencies brief the mayor and council members on various proposals and projects across the city. This meeting of the Mayor and City Council members begins now.
Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to Mayor Council. Delighted to have some friends from Dottie here. We're going to present in a little bit, but I first want to start with introductions. So if I could begin with the distinguished councilman to my right, that would be fantastic.
Oh, me. Paul Cashman, South Denver, District 6.
Amanda Sawyer, District 5.
Good morning, Diana Romero Campbell, Southeast Denver, District 4.
Good morning, Daryl Watson, representing Define, District 9.
Hi, everybody. Councilwoman at large, Sedana Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Jamie Torres, West Denver, District 3.
Good morning, Amanda Sandoval, Northwest Denver, District 1.
Great. Well, welcome this morning. We do have one item on general session, one item on executive session. But first, I want to open with announcements, if there are announcements that council members have for other members or for the public at large.
You have a new hairdo.
Windblown.
Just running a little late this morning.
I'm Jamie.
No new hairdo, just a haircut, apparently. Just no announcements pending on haircuts. Other announcements.
I have one.
Thank you, please.
So, save me. This Wednesday off at 38th and Tennyson, there's the old Elitch's used to be in my council district. I'm doing yoga in the park for free. It's actually under a carousel. So it's from 6 to 7, and just bring, because in case it rains, we had to cancel them last year, so we figured out a new place. It's one of our local yoga studios who's leading it, and so bring your yoga mat and come do yoga with us and chill out at 6 o'clock this Wednesday.
Thank you. Council President Pro Tem.
Thank you. We have, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, the 18th, at Rosemond Park, we're doing a play date. It's kind of a play date office hours, so from 3:30 to 5 o'clock in the park. We are going to go where people already are and talk with families with children, talk with whoever comes by, but we're just doing a play date office hours.
Great. Thank you. President Pro Tem. Any other announcements? Okay, we do have a special announcement up on tap today that Councilman Watson is going to lead us in. So in honor of our coming Juneteenth holiday, I want to invite Councilman Watson to read a proclamation that he has pulled together.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. And this is in conjunction with the mayor and Denver City Council District 9. And this is in celebration of the 2025 Juneteenth celebration that will be happening this Sunday. Whereas the City and County of Denver's Black community has long been a vital part of our city's vibrant cultural, economic, and civic fabric, shaping its history with resilience, creativity, and strength. And whereas from the historic Five Points neighborhood, once known as the Harlem of the West, still known as the Harlem of the West, to the many contributions in arts, education, business, and activism, generations of Black Denverites have enriched the city in countless ways, and whereas many of these contributions have been ignored and rejected amid systemic racial inequities that continue to affect access to opportunity, housing, and justice. And whereas as a community, we must remain committed to building a more inclusive and equitable future where diversity is celebrated and justice is shared responsibility. And whereas June 19th, 1865, over 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, marks the day in history when the last of the United States enslaved people learned that they had been freed. That's a shame, but that was the day. And whereas Juneteenth is one of the truest celebrations of freedom, people all over the United States recognize every year, and it's important that we mark this day to celebrate the experience of African Americans and Black residents in our city and across the country.
Therefore, I, Mike Johnston, Mayor of the City and County of Denver, Colorado, by virtue of the authority vested in me, do hereby officially proclaim June 19th, 2025, to be known as Juneteenth Recognition Day. And this is our formal proclamation. Should we have Norman come up here to accept this?
Yes.
That's great.
Norman, we have Norman Harris. Can we do a little thing? Because
let's do.
Make sure people know what happened. Do a picture or two, and then Norman can say a few words. I'm going to put pressure on you. Oh, you got a lot of stuff there, brother.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, we got it.
All right, 3, 2.
All right, happy Juneteenth.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, you all finished. Thank you. Thank you.
City Council, Mayor, of course, Councilman Watson, it's just an honor to be leading this celebration. Denver has one of the largest Juneteenth celebrations in the entire country. As we all know, there are quite a few cultural institutions, there are quite a few traditions and values that are under attack because of some of our political environments and within the United States of America. But I do believe this celebration of Juneteenth this year really does exemplify the resilience that not only the Black community in Denver has, but we as a combined community have. So I'm so proud to be accepting this proclamation and hope that you all come and join and celebrate with us this Sunday, June 15th in the historic Five Points neighborhood. So thank you so much.
All right. So grateful for all your leadership and your work and your vision. Okay, we are delighted to jump into next presentation from our team at Dottie this morning, who's going to talk, and we have actually many of our team members, both from the graffiti abatement and the small debris removal team here as well, so a huge thanks to them for keeping the city beautiful every single day, and want to invite up Joey Hernandez and Jeremiah Catalano. I think you're going to talk a little bit about the program for the team here and the council members. Welcome, you all, so grateful to have you here. It's your show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us. We appreciate it. We're part of solid waste management with the Denver Action.
You guys can grab a seat. Pull up some chairs.
Make me feel nervous.
Right.
Yeah, freaking me out standing up there.
All right, so we appreciate you guys having us here. You know, we have the whole team here with us, and you know, just from the picture that you guys have on the presentation, it's very obvious we are the most handsome team ever, but also one of the most productive. If we could get to the next slide, please. So the Denver Action Team overview really is graffiti abatement, and previously was Denver Partners Against Graffiti. We moved to the Denver Action Team because we wanted to be a little bit more visible in the community and people to see, you know, the trucks and what the team is doing, which is the reason why we wrapped the trucks with the blue and the design, so it stands out and people could understand who they're reaching out to when they're asking for the graffiti abatement. We also do small debris pickup. Pretty much anywhere we are, they just carry around the pickers and they remove trash on the curb line and anywhere they are in the public spaces. So how the Denver Action Team works, you know, we have box trucks that are outfitted with commercial paint sprayers and power washers, and we also have a High Ranger truck. And if you can see in the little picture on the bottom, that's a High Range, I believe that's about 40, 50 feet up, and they power wash if able to, and they paint over if necessary. They use specific chemicals, and it's elephant snot and bear brick that dissolve the paint from the building, and they are trying to kind of restore the property back to the initial state. If it isn't painted, we want to power wash, we want to hand clean, and we want to make sure that everything that we do is 100% as good quality as we can get it, because we know we're working on people's private property, we're working on businesses, and we want to make sure that we're keeping Denver beautiful. So I'll let Jeremiah take this one right here.
On this one, a year to date, we're over 7,000 work orders completed. So that's actually 7,000 instances of graffiti that have been over the city that we've been able to abate. We're on track to actually complete over 16,000 work orders this year. 935,619 square feet of graffiti has been removed to date. And we're on track to remove 2.2 million square feet. That number will go up, and the reason for that is because the first 3-4 months of the year, it's a lot of weather. We're not actually out there able to do it because of the cold or can't paint in the rain. So we're projecting probably about 2.5 million square feet this year. Our average close time is 0.7 days, and that's because our work order, 65% of it is proactive. And what that means is that our team is actually driving around going work order to work order. And when they're seeing stuff in between the work orders, they're just getting it. And we're trying to get it where we're trying to beat the residents having to call it in. We're trying to keep it as clean as possible. Graffiti's like mold. If you leave it a long time, it grows. So we're trying to make sure to keep Denver as clean as possible.
So reporting, you could call 311. You could also text the hello. But I think the best way that I found is the AI bot Sunny. It makes it very simple, makes it very easy. It works really well. And a lot of the times the description is what the team uses to be able to find it. So we don't necessarily get pictures of the graffiti. We get an address, we get a description, and the team is out there actually looking, finding, and then abating. And again, if they find anything else on their way from Colfax and Broadway down to Spear by Elitch's, everything in between is usually removed as long as we're completed with our work orders. So, you know, the team does a great job. They take pride in their work, and which is the reason why we wanted them to be here today, so they could understand, you know, the work that they're doing is paying off and that actually they care about their job. So when we get people that care, it shows and it makes a big difference in the quality of work that is being done. So thank you guys. That's all we really had, but I did want to see if the guys would want to stand up so we could show some appreciation.
Yes.
And again, the most handsome team in City County of Denver.
We want to do a photo with you all too, so don't leave yet because we have to get a photo with the most handsome team in Denver. So wait on that. I know we do have some questions. People are really excited that y'all are here and so grateful for your work. So let some of the council members jump in. Councilwoman Sawyer.
Oh, thank you. Thanks you guys for being here. So appreciate the work that you do. You've been so responsive in our council district whenever we call you and find something. You get to it so fast. So really, really appreciative of the work that you do. Two things. Number one, we host a community cabinet for all of our R&O leaders every other month, and have usually like a speaker from the city. Would love to invite you guys to come and present to our R&O leaders so that they can have a chance to meet you and ask questions and kind of learn what you do and how you do it. So, you know, sometime in the future, just want to put that out there. That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Second thing, I'm just curious about how you geographize is not a word, but how you like determine your work geographically, right? Like, do you go to a council district every day, or do you go to a neighborhood every day, or like how do you like determine where you're working that day?
Yeah, so we get work orders throughout the entire city of Denver, right? And so we have 7 trucks and 3 helpers. Our High Ranger is citywide. They go citywide because that's the only truck that we can get safely to remove some of the graffiti that's above 2 stories. But the trucks are spread out throughout the city. We use a software called Circuit for Teams, and that software actually routes the team the most efficient way. Okay. So we split the team up throughout the entire city, and we attack work orders first and then proactively work in areas that are determined through our hotspots. So we have a hotspot map that shows where the highest impact is on the city. And we want to make sure that we're being equitable. So we're hitting the entire city and making sure that we, you know, run Morrison on a regular basis. You know, it used to be Federal that was hit on a regular basis, but now that's moved. So I think Jeremiah had a big push in 2024 for the Rhino District. A lot of the times that was left and not necessarily, I guess, taken care of because it seemed like it was art. Well, a lot of it wasn't, so we wanted to make sure that we got the authorizations. So every day we're out the entire city. And Jeremiah tries to separate the team to make sure that everybody's being hit on a regular basis.
Awesome. That's really good to know. Thank you.
Got a lot of questions. We got Torres, then Watson, then Romero Campbell. Council Torres.
Can you go back to the data slide real quick of year to date?
Yeah, it's done.
So I want to make sure that you're really taking advantage of how much work you've done so far. So if you're 65% of the work orders or the work that you do, 45% are actual work orders, 65% you're just cleaning up other things. You're doing more than almost twice as many kind of sites or walls or jobs. And I just want to thank you for that. I know even if you're doing the 7,000, that's like 43 work orders a day. That's a lot. That you would just bounce from work order to work order and miss kind of what else might be in the vicinity is just a huge blessing for our neighborhoods. And I just want to thank you for that. The other piece is, do you require any kind of agreement with a property owner? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so there's an authorization form that the properties fill out. I don't know the exact percentage, but it has to be really high that we have authorizations for. But we have Bobby. Can you stand up real quick? So Bobby just created an innovation to digitize that form. And this was done prior to the red tape cutting. And he just wanted to make sure that he was being involved with the things that we're doing to make it easier for the team, right? So we like to push innovation because we want to be able to do more with less effort. We want to make their jobs safer, and we want them to be able to be more productive without having to be more tired, right? So ultimately, Bobby asked to have this innovation. He just went to black belt, so he's presenting in July. So it's already completed. We have the digital form now, but I think our next step after that is to get a blanket approval and then have people opt out of the authorization form. Rather than having to get everybody's authorization, I think it would be better if we had blanket approvals, and if somebody didn't want it, they needed to opt out. So we have the authorization form, but I think it's a little tedious. I think we could improve that by having a blanket approval and then making people reach out to say, we actually don't want them to remove our graffiti.
And how many will that be is probably?
I guarantee there's going to be one. There's always one for everything. So.
Thank you. And thank you so much for that innovation.
Thanks, Bobby.
I don't have any questions. I just simply had a comment. I was going to say for the art district that's in Five Points, your work has been, I mean, because there is this confusion. There is graffiti that folks consider to be wall art, and it's not. And it has been profusive throughout.
Yeah, it's
the art district, and your team went through this late spring so far, and really has done a fantastic job, especially on 27th between 27 Larimer across from the food hall that's there. You did a lot of amazing work that community has been asking for and ongoing. To see that you have black belt person looking at Six Sigma and making sure that you're leaning, your process is also a demonstration of your leadership and your willingness to allow your team members to be a part of the solutioning. So I applaud you and your team, and you are been fantastic partners in District 9.
Thank you. If I can make another comment. So, you know, Bobby's not the only black belt that we have. You know, we push innovation really big on our team. So, you know, I did mine back when the Broncos won their back-to-back Super Bowls. Yeah. Jeremiah, I think, completed his a year ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And then I believe we have Daniel, Bobby, we have Isaac, and Noah that have done their black belts just this year. So, and we're continuing to push that because I think it's really important for us to be able to make the best of our time and the best of our people, right? And when you have people that are dedicated like the team that we have, it's easy to ask for a little bit more because they actually want to do it.
Oh, man. That's
awesome. Super impressive. Yeah. Council President.
Actually, my question was asked about the how do you determine and what's the agreement with private property owners, city-owned property. But again, just thank you for the work, and we'll be putting in more work orders.
We'll probably get there before you put them in.
Yeah. Promise? Okay.
Council President.
So just want to say thank you all. You look like my community. I grew up in the north side, and so I just want to first acknowledge the diversity. Dottie has one of the most diverse agencies in the city. And so for me, as a Latina, when I call you all, you usually know the alleys I'm talking about. You usually know the areas of town that I'm talking about. And you're usually familiar with the people. I grew up working at my family's restaurant, La Casita, and I knew the city workers before I even came into the city, because I was your waitress. My family's owned La Casita since 1974. And so when I was a council aide, it was an immediate transition, easy for me. And I'd be like, hey, what's up? I need this help. And you and your graffiti people would go out when I was a council aide in a different part of town. And now as council president, one of the most important lessons my dad taught me is he knew Ken Salazar really well. And he was Secretary of Interior. But we also knew the man who slept behind La Casita at night, and we gave him tamales because he watched our restaurant. And so my dad always taught me, you have to know all the bandwidth of the people you're working with, and you are that bandwidth. So I just want to say thank you for representing Denver. Thank you for representing in such a fashionable way, and thank you to your service, because this work is work that we do. And you don't go home and everyone's like, oh yeah, you work for Dottie and you move graffiti, right? But what you do is for the people who come to visit Denver and for the people who love Denver, it's basic constituent services and it's prideful work. So just want to say thank you, because sometimes in the city you don't get thanked. You just are asked to do more with less. And especially right now, as we're facing a time when we're asked to do more with less, I just want to say thank you to your service and thank you to the dedication of the people of Denver, who you probably know, who live in the city as well, who you've gone to and you've been here, maybe gone to the schools in Denver. So just thank you for your service and keep doing a great job, because it matters to me when I see that, because what happens is it can be taken over. Like at La Raza Park, we had this whole summer, a couple summers ago, where they were tagging all the time. And so what we have to do is we have to go into the community, find the graffiti artists who we want, so we can take back that community and put the artwork that we want up, not those tags. So thank you for doing that, because it really matters to me and it matters to my livelihood and it matters to the people who live in Denver. So just want to give you a shout out for that. Awesome. Thank you.
Anyone else before we close? I also want to add a thank you. I've gotten the chance to see you guys out in the field and see some of the work that you've done firsthand, and it's incredibly impressive. And it's clear you take a real sense of pride and ownership in the city, which for us is the most important thing you can do as a city employee, is feel like it's your own. You know, I speaking of the president's dad, when I was a kid with my dad walking through town, he would always stop anywhere in town he found trash and pick it up. And I would say, hey, I didn't think I was in trouble. I didn't drop that, Dad. That's not mine. I want you to know I didn't do it. And he would just say, when it's your home, it's always your trash. Like, when the city belongs to you, it belongs to all of us, which means you keep it like it's your own. And you guys keep it like it's your own every single day, and we are incredibly grateful for that. And I love how proactive you are in the notion that you don't need to wait for someone to call you. You're going to find it before they find it. And I think that sense of we're going to be two steps ahead of wherever the public is exactly what just great public service looks like. And you guys are the best, as well as being the best looking. So we are both grateful for your impact as well as your service. I don't know about you, but I would love to get a photo with them. So if anyone wants to join, can we get a photo with your team? Is that possible? Thank you all so much. Come on up.
I didn't mean to hit you in the face with my chair.
Come on in, everybody.
Yeah, I just need to believe. I just punched you in the face with my chair. That helped.
No, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, this is really awesome.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you all so much for being here.
Thanks,
you
guys.
We will have an executive session in a minute, so folks can meander out and say, well, thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the kind words.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. All right.
I'm good. How are you? I was nervous.
Okay.
I appreciate the question. I appreciate the question. After all that, I was like, Torres.
Are we still on?
Yes, we are.
That was good.
There's always someone watching.
Always.
Haircut point.
That one song. It's really true.
So true.
That was very nice singing.
Yeah, I really liked that. Who knew Sandoval could sing?
Wow.
You're singing right now? We have a karaoke night, you never know.
I will now.
That's a challenge.
Entertain a motion to have the council president sing.
Seconds.
Not today.
I will entertain a motion to move us into an executive session pursuant to DRMC 234A, sections 3, 6, and 7. The purpose of receiving legal advice and discussing the potential settlement of pending litigation against the city.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we will enter executive session. Thank you.